A new reporter was cleaning out her desk, and she happened to notice this state manual and asked if I wanted it. I took a look at it and noticed the title, Report to the Governor and the Inspector General. I flipped to a page and started reading a story about a child who died while in the care of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. I was amazed that this pamphlet detailed very serious mistakes, even if there were no names or identifying information to tell who the kid was. I figured there ought to be a way to find out who these children were and link them to the errors in these stories. Then I looked for Beth. This sounded like a big story.
I began reading the reports and was surprised by the amount of small details in them. We began matching the investigative reports to other, shorter, anonymous reports called child death summaries. The summaries had two key pieces of information, the county where the children died and about when the deaths occurred. Combining both types of reports, we were able to figure out where the kids died and when. When we found out this basic information, we were able to contact local police, sheriff's departments, coroners, circuit clerks to learn the identity of these children. We also used a computer database to find news stories about the kids' deaths.
As we talked about how these children died and the errors that surrounded their deaths, we started to realize that these errors were serious enough to affect the outcomes of some of these cases, or maybe all of them, and were repeated year after year in spite of persistent annual warnings by DCF overseers. Yet the public had no idea that these types of errors were happening because the final state child death reports are anonymous and come out years after the news reports. Who would think to link the two?
We also found out that despite these grievous errors, discipline was rarely meted out to investigators, child protective workers, or their bosses. Kids died after simple errors such as not checking a parent's or boyfriend's criminal record or not getting batteries for a thermometer that the state had bought for investigators to check scalding cases.
Getting firsthand information beyond the anonymous reports proved to be very difficult. DCFS basically wasn't talking. Beth and I spent an entire Sunday tracking down details and photos of a single child, Jesse James Law, who lived in Jacksonville in Morgan County.
In an RV trailer parked off a dusty road in the woods, we found Jesse's aunt, who gave us a picture and details about this kid's short life. We also found the area in the back of Jacksonville Cemetery where the babies are buried. The gravestones were decorated with small toys, balloons, and flowers. Nothing for Jesse, though. Only a small brass marker with his name, birthday, and the day he died. The funeral parlor put it there.
Beth and I said maybe we'll buy a gravestone for this kid. I think he deserves one.
We hope that our series, Lethal Lapses, brings attention to these mistakes and prevents the death of future children who are in the care of DCFS.
I'm reporter George Palazic.
And I am reporter Beth Huntsdorfer.